fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I hope you had a chance to listen to the program on Monday or Tuesday. I talked about the Feast of Corpus Christi, where we celebrate the gift of the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a gift, what a precious gift. If you didn't have a chance, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net and listen to the programs. I think the Lord was helping us. I think the Lord was with us, helping us understand the profound beauty and majesty of our Lord Jesus and the gift of his sacrifice. So many people today, the statistics show in the church, you know, what, 75-80% of Catholics don't go to church on a weekly basis. And I bring this up, friends, not because of a rules approach or to judge people or anything like that. My point in just mentioning it here at the beginning of the show is that 80% or 75% or whatever it is have still, even though they're baptized, do not yet know the meaning of what's happening at the Eucharist, the profound gift that it is. There's a veil that's just covering our eyes, because if we find many excuses and many reasons not to go, it's inconvenient, I got sports, my kids have this, I want to do that, we find no difficulty in identifying, you know, reasons why and justification for why we shouldn't go to Mass. And the church tells us that really it's a mortal sin to miss Mass on a Sunday morning without any good excuse, any genuine excuse. You know, the scripture says, don't absent yourself from the assembly. And it can seem extreme. Like, wow, why is that such a big deal? Because I think it's easy for us to look at Mass, the Eucharist, as kind of just a ritual. It happens again and again and again. So what if I miss a few? And that's the kind of attitude that it's easy to have. And we can end up in that place if we don't come to see the heart of what's actually happening there. This profound miracle. God, by his decision, through a miracle of the Holy Spirit, literally makes Jesus' death on Calvary and his resurrection and his glorious ascension and his presence right now before the Father. He makes that reality present. And we see it with eyes of faith. We're called, commanded, to set apart a day of rest for the Lord so that we can feed on the Lord, we can be in his presence, we can set apart all the other distractions in our life and just be with him. Because what we were made for, friends, is to live with God, to worship God, to love God, to be in relationship with God. And he made it possible, that gift, he made it possible through the gift of his Son who died for us on Calvary. It's Calvary. It's Jesus' sacrifice that opens up the door for friendship with God. It makes it possible for us to become children of God. And Jesus said, my body is real food. My blood is real drink. I will feed you. I feed my people. As my people give to me and give to my Father what belongs to my Father, which is what? Worship, thanksgiving, praise, honor. We're not only fed there, friends, but we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to fulfill our destiny, which is what? To give to God what belongs to God. We're creatures of God, elevated to such astounding, mind-boggling heights. We barely even grasp who we are. The Eucharist reveals to us who we are. It draws us into the deepest reality and revelation of who we are. Who are we? We're God's people. We're a priestly people. We're a people set apart for God. Jesus purchased us at a price. And we know that that purchase means that we belong to him now. And we live no longer for ourselves, but we live for him who for our sake died and rose again. St. Paul tells us we make it our aim to please him. So we come to the sacrifice because we want to be there, because faith leads us there, because we know the Lord is calling us there. And he's left us this sign, which is his real presence, a sign to the whole world. And our coming together is there for us not only to fulfill a duty, though that is part of it. We have a duty to give to God what belongs to God. We have a duty to set apart the day. But in the secular world we live in, it's just so easy, friends, to minimize what's happening there. With all the lights and the flash and the busyness and all the distractions in the world, sometimes looking at the Mass can seem, it can look very ordinary or very plain. Boring. Lots of people say, well, I don't go because it's boring. Well, there's something there, friends, that the Spirit, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes and hearts to the miracle of what's happening there. This is the gift, this is the grace, this is the deed, the act of love that saves you. This is Jesus' most powerful, intimate moment of his existence when he suffered for you and for me. And he's not calling you there or me there to say, look how I suffered for you, how come you're not more thankful? He's calling you, and we'll see this feast at the end of the week, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When St. Margaret Mary Alacoque had a vision of Jesus, Jesus said to her, she saw his Sacred Heart. Behold the heart of God that so loves man. Behold the heart. Jesus wants you to see his heart and his love for you. And what he showed her was, see that heart of total sacrifice and offering of love, and see how few respond to it in turn. The Eucharist is the place where we are most ourselves, friends. We're the gathered people. We're the pilgrims on a journey. We're those who've been called from death to life, and the lost who have been found. We've been drawn together by our Lord, and he wants us to gather around him so he can feed us, he can teach us, he can strengthen us, he can love us through one another. He can show forth his light from us, sinful, broken people coming together in unity, in one, becoming two, becoming one, the divided being united. And his desire for the church to be a sign to the world, to make it possible for those who don't see, to see what it means to be in the family of God, see how they love one another. Jesus wanted so much for us to be gathered together around him as the apostles were, as a band, as a body, as a family. Friends, I just want to appeal to you with all my heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the profound reality and truth that's given to us in the Eucharist. Ask the Holy Spirit to unveil your eyes, to open your eyes so that you can see. It's so important for us just to do what the Lord wants us to do. You know, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Right? If you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Today, one of the readings at Mass is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. I want to just read it. It does very much relate to what we're talking about. It says, brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, this is Paul speaking, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. He's talking about Jesus' constant yes to the Father. It's the yes of Jesus Christ that saved us. He said, Father, not my will, but yours be done. Yes, Father. It goes on, for however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Everything that we've been promised by God is fulfilled in the yes of Jesus Christ. God promised us eternal life, eternal joy, forgiveness of sins, really absolute joy for all eternity. Why is that promise going to be fulfilled? Because Jesus said yes. The faithful Son said yes to the Father and opened up the door for all of us to be able to enter into the Father's house and to live in the promises of God for all eternity. He says, therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. Our yes to Jesus and his call to service in our lives. Every time we say yes to God, it's the grace of the Holy Spirit who's at work in us, and it gives God glory. It's God who's saving and rescuing us. Then it goes on, but the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who anointed us is God. What has God given to you? What's our inheritance? He gives us security. He gives us confidence. He gives us a deep assurance. He gives us peace, knowing that we are in his Son, Jesus Christ. And the word Paul uses here, he has anointed us. If you've been baptized into Christ, friend, you're anointed. You're anointed by the anointed one. Jesus is the Messiah. What does Messiah mean? Messiah means anointed. Anointed with what? With the Holy Spirit. Christianity is a new life in the Spirit. Christianity is literally a new creation born of the gift of a new power and a new life transferred, given to us from Jesus Christ, the source of that life, who gives it to those who are dying and in need of life. That's each and every one of us. Paul again says, but the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who anointed us is God. God has anointed us as sons and daughters of God. God has anointed us to be in his family. God has anointed us to be engaged in the mission of the Son. God has anointed us literally to be the light of the world. He goes on, he has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. We've been talking this week so far about the Feast of Corpus Christi and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and the wonder and the awesome reality of what is there present for us. And it's the Holy Spirit who makes that sacrament present. It's the Holy Spirit who makes Calvary present to us again, the deed that forms us into a community, the covenant blood that cleanses us and shapes us, and the new commandment, the love that's revealed to us of Jesus on the cross. We can see what we exist for. We can see the fulfillment of our lives in Christ. What does love mean? Look at the cross. Why am I here? I'm put here to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. What does that look like? Look at Christ. Look at the cross. That's the deed that saves. That's the power that saves all of us. And it's the Spirit of God, Paul tells us, has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave up his Spirit on Calvary. He gave it over to the Father so the Spirit could be poured out when he rose and ascended to the right hand of the Father. It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ that's been poured out upon us. He anoints us. Here Paul tells us he has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. You've received the first down payment, friends. You've got the foretaste, the promise. You have a promissory note. You have the first installment of a total payment of the kingdom of God. You get to share in eternity a life with the risen, victorious, beloved, glorious Son of God. That's a fact. How do we know? Jesus has marked you out. He's sealed you. He's put his seal upon you. When you were baptized, the priest made the sign of the cross upon you with the oil of chrism. The same thing with the bishop at confirmation. You have been sealed. You have been marked. You've been set apart to share in all that belongs to the Son. And he's waiting for you to say yes. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.